Okay, so welcome again, everybody. Thanks for joining in. This conference call is being recorded, so you can, after it's all done, you can download it. The information's on the email that I sent out to you. Make sure you have some water with you. I do very high vibrational work, so you need a lot of water to sort of cool the engine. If there is background noise, if you're in a quiet space, you should be all right. If there is going to be some noise happening in the background, you can mute the call. So you'll still be able to hear, but we won't be able to hear you. You just hit six to mute and unmute. Six. Yeah. And that will mute the call. You'll still be able to hear us, but okay. Sure. Okay. I didn't quite understand the question. I mean, we can hear. You're online. Clear. Okay, everybody. Okay, everybody. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. So we've got a nice we're spanning the globe. Today we've got me in Australia, Eric Conn in the UK, and all you beautiful, lovely ladies in the United States. So I'd like everybody to just center yourselves and just close your eyes and let's create a lovely network, lovely connection between us. So that the work that we do today will help the entire planet. So everyone, just send a nice beam of love all around. So we've got, I'll just tell you where everybody's at. We got a Michigan connection, a Florida connection, two Colorado connections, the UK and Australia. So just send a beam of love to all of us. From the point of light in the center of your heart. Call now for a group Merkabah to connect us all together in divine synchrony. I call now to the Ascended Masters and the Angels, Master Drawl Cool, Lady Nada, Saint Germain, Hilarion, Lord Ashtar, Kuan Yin, Rowena, Celeste, calling on all the emissaries of light, the Pleiadian, Sirian, Andromedan, emissaries of light. To join us, to surround us in a golden column of light, to activate a group Merkabah, to activate our individual Merkabahs. So this teleplay shop is going to be, it will be sort of a combination of guidance, meditation, especially since it is about meditation. It would be ludicrous to not actually do meditation, since it's about meditation. And it's about the importance of meditation and the reason to meditate. And I don't know if you got it, but my little thing was, meditation. Good God, y'all, what is it good for? Absolutely everything. And the point is focus. The point is presence. There's all kinds of different ways and forms of meditation. All kinds of different techniques. But the most important aspect to create, the most important idea, the most important intent to create for yourself is presence, awareness, consciousness, focus, so that you're awareness, your body, your energy, your consciousness is full of presence, full of your divine presence, to create in a powerful way, in a grand way, in the way that I know you all want to create, and that is on the level of being able to powerfully assist humanity. In order to be able to assist humanity, you must step into mastery and begin to embody frequency. And you access frequency through meditation, through invocation, through ceremony, by working with, by playing with, and then by embodying your presence, your God presence. So I want everyone to just focus your entire attention on the point of light in the center of your heart. The point of light in the center of your heart is the point of presence. And expand this point of light. See it growing, growing. And breathe in the Christ light from above. The golden light. See golden light raining down upon you. And breathe in this light. Breathe in this light. Breathe in this golden Christ consciousness that activates you, helps you remember that you are a Christed being. Christ, the being of light, an unconditionally loving master of love light. And breathe in prana from below you, from the earth. Breathe in this life force energy into your heart. You may breathe it through your perineum, through your prana tube that runs through the middle of your body. Just feel it, see it all around you. Breathing in the Christ from above, the prana from below, meeting in the center of your heart. As your heart grows and expands, opens, the point of light in the center of your heart, focused upon this, feeling your presence, expanding this light out, opening, expanding, this light grows larger and larger. Around you, extend this light to 12 feet around you. And the point of sending this light 12 feet around you is to assist all those aspects of yourself. The energies, the astral energies from your past lives, from your past last three past lives, your most significant lives that are affecting you now. And any energies, traumas, beliefs, patterns, vows, agreements that are left over from these past lives that might be affecting you, that might be blocking your energy in some way from feeling your presence. So by expanding your light out, by opening your chakras, by clearing your chakras, you will be able to feel your presence more. You will be able to feel the essence of your divinity more. So I'd like everyone to say now, I call now, to my God presence, to merge with me, to merge with every cell of my being, all of my energy bodies, my mind, my heart, and fill me with my divine presence. Fill me with the essence of my love. Now everyone, just feel your presence now. Just feel it. This is the real you. So if you ever are struggling in life with thoughts, with feelings, with perceptions, don't know what to do, don't know what decisions to make in your life, you want to create something but you might not exactly know how to create it, just go to presence. Feel yourself and feel this frequency. Now, prana and the Christ light are energies. They are two of the essential energies that you need for your awakening, for your spiritual sustenance, for your existence. They are two of the five E's energies that make up the entire universe. And everything is exists and is created by combinations of these energies. The other three are plasma, which is pure power, pure divine power. Plasma is a combination, it is a concentration of prana and Christ light energies. So if you want to step into your mastery, then you have to allow for and invite in concentrations of energy. In this case, plasma, pure divine power. The other energies, the voidal frequency. The voidal frequency is like the energy of the Divine Mother. It's like the, it's pure love, plain and simply. And then the other energy is resource, or source frequency. Which is like the resources that we need for our energies. Today we're going to be working with plasma, prana, and Christ light. We're going to be inviting in plasma. We're going to be inviting in a concentration of prana and Christ light. We're going to be inviting in frequency. Because the focus of this meditation is presence. Frequency. And I'm going to show you the difference between energy and frequency. The angelic nature works with just energy. The first initiation of awakening is embodying your angelic presence. The angels work with energy. Prana and the Christ light, helping everyone to manifest their dreams on soul levels. So the first step of awakening is divine service, unconditional service, helping others. And you can do a lot of divine service. You can spend a whole life doing divine service. And you'll be completely fulfilling the first aspect of awakening, the angelic nature of divine service. And you may be taken care of on human levels, on soul levels, by working with this energy, by opening up to this energy. Your soul will be fulfilled, will experience fulfillment through this journey of opening your angelic nature. And the next level of that, the next level of awakening, the next level of activation, is mastery. And mastery requires a whole other level of responsibility. And mastery is where you are all currently experiencing the initiations of stepping into your mastery. You're also, of course, working with your angelic nature, activating your angelic nature. serving humanity. And the next level is working on a global scale, bringing through frequency, which will help create and manifest. It's the level of energy that is it's the goal of meditation. It's the goal of mastery in meditation. And you connect to this frequency, this presence, because to create on a grand level, you must connect to your presence, because your presence, your spirit, your God presence is the path of mastery. I mean, it's your choice, it's everyone's choice. Not everyone chooses to step into mastery. They may just serve humanity on an angelic level, just doing service, and their individual needs are taken care of. They may have lovely relationships and feel their connection to humanity, to love. And the next level is connecting to your, so this is, that's soul energy work. That's working with your soul, fulfilling your soul, your individual soul, and what your soul wants to experience in this lifetime. And a lot of what the soul wants to experience in this lifetime is the balancing of karma. And you balance a great deal of karma by just giving service. And then the next level of activation is presence. So I want everyone, feel your presence. Center in your heart, in the point of light, in the center of your heart. Once again, see the light completely around your body, 12 feet in front of you, 12 feet to the left, to the right, behind you, above your head, below your feet. So that your entire body is surrounded in an egg of light and love. And we're all connected in a tapestry to support each other. Know that you have the support of your brothers and sisters here today. You have the support from us who are on this teleplay shop, and you have the support from the ascended masters and angels who are always with you. The Councils of Light, the Galactic Federations, the Emissaries of Light. They're all supporting you. Mother Earth supports you. And you are supported by the ease energies. You are supported by prana. You have the ability to breathe prana to assist your body with life force energy, to strengthen your etheric body. And you have access to the Christ light, to breathe the Christ light, to experience your angelic nature. Now I want you to, everyone, to just say within yourself, I call now to the ease emissaries to flood me with the plasma frequency and I call to my God presence to open all my chakras to feel the plasma, the pure divine power. Of divinity, of love, now just allow it, just experience it, just let these emissaries do their work. Feel, see and feel your egg of life, your egg of light, your egg of love, fill with plasma, concentrated Christ light, prana, plasma. Prana and Christ light a thousandfold times a thousand. And to help you now, and to help you know the difference, see the difference. Thus far, you've been receiving energy, a nice energy, a nice guidance. Maybe a hint of frequency in there. But now we are going to give you frequency. Help you experience frequency. You will feel the difference. It is concentrated, full of presence. All of your minds, your thoughts, your beliefs, your vision, your consciousness, deeply into your hearts, beloveds. Feeling and feeling yourself with this divine presence, the love that you are. This is all that is needed. It is very simple. It is not a big deal. This meditation, this awakening process, this activation process, this embodiment process. It is merely a matter of you taking a bit of time every day, centering yourselves in your heart, opening and clearing your chakras. By clearing your chakras, you open the access, you open the doorways to receiving your divine presence. By extending your light out into your auric field, into your energy fields, opening, clearing, then the activation may occur. Continue to feel the plasma. Continue to feel the prana, the concentrated prana, the concentrated Christ light. Concentration of the energy that is you. Feel your presence. Feel your presence. Focus your attention on your hearts, beloveds. Feel your presence. Feel the divine power. This is the real you. The times when you are less connected, say so to speak, when there are many thoughts, or as the Zen master Lao Tzu said, the thousand thoughts, the thousand ideas. But of course, there are many, many more than a thousand upon a thousand. When the thoughts are invading you, so to speak, when the mind is going a mile a minute, it is only doing this because there are parts of you that are fearful, that feel afraid. Continue feeling your presence, beloved. The thoughts and feelings are of no matter. They are just thoughts and feelings. The goal is to fill your thoughts and feelings with your presence so that your thoughts and feelings become enlightened. By extending your light out into your energy fields, into your auric fields, the thoughts, the beliefs, the vows, the agreements, the beliefs, the patterns, the fears that extend from your soul extensions, your ancestry, your ancestral programming, genetic programming, soul programs from past lives. Will affect you in less and less ways. By opening all of your chakras, your upper chakras, your lower chakras, you are able to receive. You are able to connect to your angelic nature. You are able to give. You are able to connect in spiritual ways. As many of you or all of you are able to do. You are able to be compassionate. You are able to be forgiving. You are able to be allowing. But many of you may be struggling in knowing how to powerfully work here upon the earth and manifest what your soul and spirit desires to manifest on great levels. You may feel helpless. You may feel powerless. How can I do this? Little old me. How can I do this? By opening up your lower chakras as well, beloved, so that you are an egg of life, not a sort of cone of life, where your upper chakras are open but your lower chakras are not. Many beings are afraid to open their lower chakras in fear that they will be trapped in the lower dimensions, that they will function as humanity does, from their lower chakras only. There's nothing wrong with functioning from and with your lower chakras, as long as the upper chakras are open and flowing as well. So see all of your lower chakras open as well as your upper chakras. Call to your presence every day to open them. Play with your chakras, beloveds. Know them. It is time to know everything about yourself. It is time to feel if any of your chakras are closed. to feel it and open it. If any part of you closes down, then open it up. It is very simple. You may need to take care of some part of you. You may need to assist some lifetime or experience or some aspect of your consciousness to forgive something, to let go of something so that this chakra no longer closes down in this instance from this type of experience. But it is your mastery, it is your intent to focus, to choose with your free will. I choose now to open to this. It is the only choice, beloveds. It is the choice of mastery, to master the initiations of life by saying, I will open to this. I will allow this. I will unconditionally love this, no matter what it is. If it is something you judge, then perhaps you have done this in a past life, or you have experienced it many times where others have done it, and it does not feel good. You hate it. I hate this. It is yucky. It does not feel good. Yes, acknowledge that it does not feel good. It is dense. It is a low vibration. It is disconnected. It is dense. It is disconnected from love. It is conditional. It is limited. But that does not matter. That is just how it is. Then what is there to do? There is nothing to do but love it, to open to it, to embrace it. You must embrace everything. Love everything, because we are one with everything. To step into the path of mastery, you must realize, acknowledge, focus upon, remember, allow for the absolute, the only absolute fact, that you are one with everything. Because you are God, Goddess, and everything is God, Goddess. Nothing is somehow separate from God, Goddess. As if there is some sort of thing that is actually evil or bad or wrong or dark. All things are God, Goddess. All things are all that is. Everything is a creation of God, Goddess. Every experience, every being is God, Goddess, expressing itself in that way. And we do this for our own individual growth, as souls, as spirits, to experience more love, more light. More of our wholeness. Experience your wholeness now, beloveds. We have created a divine connection with us together. Now see and feel your connection to all of humanity. There is no separation between you and every being upon this earth, or any being in any dimension. You are completely one with everyone. And the beings that are conscious are available to you for your assistance. Call upon them for your assistance. You deserve it. But it is your choice to step into your mastery. Do not think that by constantly asking the universe for help, that anything is actually going to happen. Yes, you will receive angelic assistance. You will feel, you will experience support. You will feel support for your journey. But it is your choice to step into your mastery. No one can hold your hand, beloveds. It is your journey. We can support you. We can guide you along the way. We can show point our little torches, our flashlights, to show you the way, like the scarecrow. Go this way. That is the way to the Emerald City. But you must walk the path of the yellow brick road. We cannot carry you. We can lay petals of roses along your path. We can give you massages along the way. We can give you guidance and support and create little way stations for you. For a bit of R&R to re-energize yourself. But you must walk this journey as a master does, knowing how to ask for and receive assistance, but also knowing that it is your choice. It is your choice to step into your power. It is your choice to connect to presence as you are doing today. You must congratulate yourself and honor yourself for joining with us in divine connection. Give yourself a pat on the back, for you are saying yes to spirit. You are saying yes to your mastery. Give yourself a hug. Give yourself a kiss. And thank yourself. Honor yourself. For saying yes. For taking the steps. The baby steps of mastery. Every step is a baby step, but every step you grow stronger. Every step you learn more. If you do not make any steps, then how will you learn? How will you step into your mastery? Many, many beings are so afraid that they are afraid to take a step. Afraid to open their hearts because it has been broken before. But the breaking of our hearts is the opening of our hearts. It is only the breaking of the illusions. This is the breaking of the heart. The breaking of the illusion, it's the shattering of the illusions that we cling to, that we gained our sustenance, our security from. But it does not matter if you experience security or experience pleasure or experience power or experience whatever it is, if you are experiencing it from an illusion, it is still an illusion. And the experience is an illusion. It is a fantasy. And it is waiting to be shattered. It is crying to be shattered. And you as a master are here to shatter the illusions, to step into the truth. We ask you now to see yourselves always stepping with every step, stepping further into truth, stepping further into mastery. And in your meditations, when you have opened your light, you have opened your chakras, you have cleared your chakras, you have focused your intent, and you feel your presence, then see yourself, see the projects that you want to create, the projects that will help all of humanity, and the projects that will help you be more empowered to help humanity. Everything that you need in your life that will support you so that you can place your attention to the big projects rather than how am I going to get money to pay my rent, etc., that take our attention away from the real task at hand. See these projects. Feel these projects. Whatever you need, your businesses. Your finance, your relationships. With the light of your spirit, the light of your presence. Happening easily, gracefully. We are creating with presence now. This is the path of mastery. Creating with presence. Creating with presence. So your life, your projects, your finance, your relationships, see them transpiring, manifesting easily, gracefully, with the light of your presence. You may include positive affirmation to also assist. And connecting now to the unified field. The unified field of light, love, creation, the energy that connects everything. Is everything, is creation. It is the field of presence. It is the field of all presence. It is the field of God, Goddess. It is the field of creation. It is the field of nature. You may connect to this in powerful ways by connecting to nature physically, by dancing and prancing in nature, playing with the animals, and in your meditations, just by connecting to nature, connecting to the trees and the sky and the birds, and the land and the earth, the oceans and the rivers. The trees, the mountains. These things hold presence here. Humans do not hold presence unless they step into mastery. They may work with energy. They may even embody energy if they have opened up to their angelic nature. They may be working with energy by doing Tai Chi, yoga, etc., or even doing athletics. Opens you up to energy, to the energies of the body. But only the great beings that recognize their mastery, that acknowledge their mastery, that open to their mastery, that affirm their mastery, even if they do not necessarily even quite feel it yet, but are open to it, that say, yes, I want to experience that. Perhaps they have had an experience. I'm sure that all of you at some time have experienced frequency. You would not be here otherwise. Some of you have experienced frequency from this being, this Chiron being, and you have experienced your own frequency, your own presence, and are experiencing, of course, your own presence now. But the beings that you are most attracted to are those beings that have experienced presence, are open to experiencing presence, are working with frequency, harmonizing frequency, embodying frequency, channeling frequency. It is about channeling. The point is embodying frequency to channel it for others. Yes, you may channel for yourself to receive guidance, but your true desires to channel. And the path of mastery is to channel frequency, presence for others, to grow masters. Frequency, presence. And remember this, beloveds, when you are doing your day-to-day life. The world is nipping at your heels like little chihuahuas, nipping at your ankles. To just go to center, to presence. To feel your presence, to call upon your God presence, to open your chakras, to open your heart, to ask for your egg of life to be activated by your God presence. And be maintained by the light body masters, the Arcturian beings. And with your intent and your focus, seeing it, believing it, knowing that what you are focused upon is being created in your life, I am now creating this. with the power of my God presence, the power of my free will, the divine power of all that is, unified field, the divine plan.